Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Rachel Livingston Borgelli, running for Clerk of District Court in Sheridan County. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking the time, and let's just jump right into it. Why did you decide to run for Clerk of District Court?
Well, first of all, Nikki Arney, who is the current clerk of district court, is retiring and she will not be running again. So I thought now is my time to throw my hat in the race. And you know, right after I graduated from UW, I wanted to travel the world. So I spent a couple of years in China and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I love the people. I love the culture. I love the food. It was fantastic. But at the same time, it was really difficult to live under a communist government. It was really hard. And so I've been listening to the other candidate interviews, and I believe it was Jay McGinnis who talked about being an active participant in democracy. And that experience in China really did spur me on to want to serve my community. So I then got my master's degree in international studies from the University of Denver. And I now work as an advanced certified paralegal at the law firm of Lonnabon Riggs over in Sheridan. And I've been there for the past 10 years. And so in my job as a paralegal, I call offices all around the state. And in doing so, sometimes I've met crabbiness or rudeness from people. And I've always had it in my head. I know that I could run an efficient and friendly office. And so that's my initiative. I really want to adopt a culture of kindness in the Clerk of District Court's office. And it's my desire to serve the public with respect and compassion.
And Rachel, you mentioned you spent some time living out in China. Yes. and you love the food.
Yes.
How does that differ when you go to a Chinese restaurant compared to actually being in China?
Oh my goodness. We would talk about hacksaw chicken over in China. They leave all of the bones in. And some they really do serve, you know, anything from the ocean. So turtles could be served for dinner. Or chicken
turtle?
Feet. I didn't try it. I just couldn't. I mean, he looked like the whole cute little turtle on the plate. I just couldn't do it. I didn't try the chicken feet either. But honestly, they have amazing tofu and other delicacies that are really fun to try.
Tofu is a delicacy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's jump back into why you're here. Talk a little bit about, and you mentioned a few things as we were talking about why you decided to run, but talk a little bit about experience and qualifications for this position that you hold.
Yes. So as I talked about, I'm an advanced certified paralegal, and that's both in trial, practice, and discovery. And I got my certification through the National Association of Legal Assistants. It's one of two certifying organizations in the country. And so the Clerk of District Court, it's really an administrative organizational type of role. And you're filing court documents and organizing and maintaining those files for the court. You're managing jury service. You're attending selected sessions of court like jury trials. And you're receiving and distributing child support payments, collecting filing fees. And then if there's a case that's appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court, you're preparing and transmitting court records to the Supreme Court.
Well, it sounds like with that position, communication would be a big issue, I guess, between, you know, different offices, that sort of thing.
Right.
How do you feel the communication is now between the Clerk of District Court and those other entities, and what would you do to either maintain or improve that?
Right. So you're basically serving the judiciary, and so I think your biggest opportunity to have good communication would be with the judges, with both Judge Fenn and Judge Edelman there in the Clerk of District Court's office. And I honestly think that the Clerk of District Court's office is doing a great job in serving the public. And so it's my desire to just come alongside of them and to be a great team leader. And I know that we could adopt that culture of kindness and have an impact on the manner in which the public is served.
Well, now that you've been running a campaign, how has the campaign trail been for you? Is it kind of what you expected to this point, or has it just been complete chaos?
Oh, no. It has been a really positive experience. Honestly, we've hit the third Thursday street festivals, and we were able to do the Sheridan Wild Rodeo Parade as well as the Dayton Parade. And I've really gotten a lot of positive feedback, especially with the culture of kindness. And I've made some new friends along the way too, and that's also exciting.
Absolutely. What distinguishes you from your opponents?
Well, I really think that I have the right background and the right experience and the right education to do the job well. Nikki Arney, the current clerk of district court, has a background as a paralegal, and I think that's the right experience and education that you need to do the job well as the next clerk of district court. And so I know that I could run an efficient and friendly office, and I really look forward to serving my community as the next clerk of district court for many, many years to come. I really think it would be a next sequential step in my career.
You talk about being a paralegal and how that lends itself to being the clerk of district court. Talk about the similarities between the two positions.
Well, I do just want to hit on a couple of things here. So the next clerk of district court will be facing a couple of challenges. And one of those challenges is to work with the other 22 clerks around the state in creating an electronic case management filing system for public use. And of course, we're going to have to work on privacy and redaction issues, like working on things that shouldn't be shown to the public. Like, for instance, in divorce cases, there's social security numbers and bank account numbers that shouldn't be shown. And so those need to be redacted. But if we could work with the other clerks, we could get this case management filing system up and running so that there is statewide uniformity with the system. And it's my understanding that there's been some unforeseen challenges that have made that system slow in coming. But if elected, I really want to work on being proactive in making such a system available to the public.
Okay. And Rachel, just tell people why they should vote for you. When they go in and punch that ticket, why should they vote Rachel Livingston Borgelli for Clerk of District Court?
I really do believe I have the right background and the experience and the qualifications. And you know that I talked about being an active participant in democracy. And I just really think, get out there and vote on August 21st. That's the most important thing. If you don't vote for me, I understand, but get out there and vote. Please be an active participant.
All right. Talking with Rachel Livingston Borgelli, running for Clerk of District Court in Sheridan County. Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me here today.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, KBBS.